Blog Talk Radio.
I don't care what you do, tell them there's no God like my God. I dare you to brag on him for a moment. Has he done anything for anybody in the house? Has he made a way for anybody in the house tonight? Come on, fellowship, I need you like this. Come on.
Praise the Lord. There is no God like Jehovah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is a mighty God. He's doing all things, making all things new, making beautiful things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, for he is a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord all the time. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we give you praise today. We give you praise this evening, oh, Lord God. We lift up our hands unto you, oh, Lord God, for you are mighty. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. And you are alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints of God. Oh, praise the Lord, children of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We come to you on this Wednesday night in the name of Jesus Christ to encourage you in the faith and to move forward. Yet another day is coming to a close. Tomorrow is a new day for us to do things for the Lord. And we'll pray about tomorrow, tonight, our future, Lord willing, in just a bit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is kicking off our fourth week, I guess ultimately our 14th week of fasting and prayer. Saints, God is doing mighty things. There's mighty things that have been done during this time period in your life, in my life. I know it in Jesus' name. God is doing mighty things by our steadfastness to read His Word, to pray, to fast. And God is doing His part. And what He asks us to do is have faith. So we thank God. He is doing. We just need to continue doing our part. And God is going to give breakthrough. Breakthrough, serious breakthrough on all the things that have been holding us back over the past several years or whatever it is, in Jesus' name. And at that point in time, who knows what will happen. But I believe that God is going to do new things, do wonderful things, do glorious things in our life. And that for that, I sincerely wait for the Lord. I wait for Him to do these things because they are coming in Jesus' name. New things in Jesus' name. Beautiful things in Jesus' name. Glorious things in Jesus' name are coming if we just abide faithful. If we just do what God has called us to do. This is just what is in my heart to say, that glorious things, beautiful things, fantastic things are coming. And I'm not talking things the world cares about. It's things of God. Things that God cares about. Amen. And these are the beautiful things for which I seek. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a couple of weeks. Really one that we weren't able to meet. For those that listen on the broadcast 2 weeks ago, nothing went right. The line messed up several times. I tried every way that I could, and there was just no way of getting things to work. Nothing worked, and so we just had to use the conference call. So those that were on the conference call were able to participate. 805-399-1000, code 778-103. You're always welcome to join on that line. And when in the case that technology fails, the phones still work in most cases. So we use that, and we had to use that 2 weeks ago. Last week I was in Texas and not able to get to the phone, and so 2 weeks, there's no record of there being one, even though there was one a week ago, and so. I just want to bring everyone up to speed on that. Next week, due to a conflict later on in the or earlier on in the evening, we will be pushing back the start to 8:30, and so we normally meet at 8 o'clock Central Time. We will be meeting at 8:30 next week due to another meeting that I have prior to this that will push me back a little bit. So just keep that in mind. And we'll be back to the normal schedule, Lord willing, after that. I've got a simple message on my heart and things to pray about. So I want to get right into that. And want to say this and just continue to move on. But there's something that we talk about quite a bit of time. But it's just on my heart right now. And it's not for anyone in particular. I guess me, I mean, it's a reminder to us all. So I want us to turn to Matthew 13 and let's hear this message, what the Word of God says. And this is just really something that we need to pay attention to. We need to pay attention to at all times, because there's things that are written in the Word of God that are there for our reading. And yet, so many times, saints, what happens is we read the Word of God and we agree with it, but it doesn't touch our heart. Not touching our heart, it's not real. And that's what we're going to look at tonight. And if it's not touching our heart, I'm telling you, people can yell, they can preach, they can flip around in the Bible with ease, they can sing songs, they can pray prayers. But if God is not in it, it's all worthless. And everyone listening to this will know that what I'm saying is true, because it's been said countless times. And yet it still could be us if we're not careful. Moving on in Christ is a daily commitment. It is a daily struggle to keep yourself clean. It is a daily commitment to say, I will obey your voice, Lord. And yet we can become so churched, so hearing so many sermons, singing so many Christian songs, we can be lulled to sleep thinking that we're fine when our heart is really far from God. We're following the God of ourself because that's the one we obey. But because we tune in on Wednesday night and we do service and we pray sometimes or pray a lot, we can lull ourselves to thinking everything's all right. And maybe they were yesterday, but maybe they're not today. Today is the day of salvation, saints. It's every day. This is not a sprint. What you did yesterday is irrelevant. It's what did you do today. It's not what you did since it's 8 o'clock. It's not what I did at 7 that matters. What am I doing right now? This is how we live our Christian life. And it's not a fearful thing. It's just being wise. I want you to turn to Matthew 13. You see, saints, there are 2 billion people that call themselves Christians in this world. 2 billion. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you're one of them. 12 people filled with the Holy Ghost turn the world upside down. What should 2 billion be doing? It's clear that what I'm saying is true. Now, then you say, well, of course, there's, you know, churches all around that don't really obey God. Well, I'm not talking about all of them as a group. I'm talking about me and you. I'm talking about you. You have listened to countless sermons. So many that your ears could be dull of hearing and your eyes could be blind to seeing because you've heard it all before. So many times that you've heard that gospel message, it's like the back of your hand. You've heard it since you were 2 years old. But is Jesus Christ real to you? Have you submitted to him as your Lord? What does that mean? It means that you do what he says that you should do. Not some of the time. Not 3 hours out of the day. All the time. And you see, saints, that's how our hearts get hard. Because We've been in church so long, sometimes we just start going following our own desire, our own will, our own thought, that we no longer can hear the voice of God speaking to us saying, this is the way, walk in it. And this is what we find in Matthew 13. We find a group of Pharisees that went to church, preached the word, were teachers of the law. They weren't heathen. These were the and they were people that sat and did church, and they were so dedicated they made sacrifices. Some more than we'll ever make in monetary value. But Jesus had tough words to say to them. He called them hypocrites. Almost, if you do a search just on this line, he that has an ear, you will hear him say so many times after what he said, he that has an ear, let him hear. Because he knew that what he was saying was not getting through to the heart. And that's how we can be, saints. We can just sit and listen, say, well, that was another message. I sat through it. But do you have an ear to hear? Are you really hearing with your heart? Or are you just listening with your ears and it makes no difference to you? If you're in the latter group, you need to repent. Matthew 13. This is verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing ye shall hear and not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Oh, this is a passage here. This is a passage for this time when Jesus preached it, and much more for our time. For out of that 2 billion people, many of them, the majority of them, the most of them, have eyes to see, but they don't see. Well, where are you? Well, the Bible says that you will know them by their fruit. What is your fruit? What is your fruit? That's how you can know if you're having eyes to see. You go around complaining, gossiping, saying evil things, lies, being a hypocrite. That's your fruit. And if you're sitting here listening to my voice right now and you're doing those things, then this verse was written for you. You're having eyes to see, but you're not seeing a thing. You're having ears to hear, but you're not hearing a thing. It's just playing church. Because the truth of the gospel has not penetrated to your heart today. Maybe it did 4 years ago or 2 years ago or yesterday, but it's not today. And there's only one remedy, and that's repent and turn away from wickedness and start to listen and obey God and turn away from the folly that keeps you from Him so that you can hear what He has to say and do what He says, and then you will be healed. Now, while this applies to physical healing as well, it has to do with spiritual healing foremost. Let's turn to Revelation 3, and we'll go through these other passages relatively quickly. Revelation 3 and 14 talks about this again. The church of Laodicea write these things, says the Amen, the faithful, true, the beginning, the creation of God. This is the church. I know thy works. You're very familiar with the passage, probably. You're neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness does not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. He's saying there's a change that needs to happen with you. It's not me that needs to change, speaking from God's point of view. It is you. You think you're fine, and you are not. You think you are fine, but you are not. You are naked and blind and deaf. And yet you think, well, look at all this that God has given me. I must be pleasing to Him. That has nothing to do. Your physical possession has nothing to do with God's favor to you. Those times are not now. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And this is a fluid situation, saints. You could be having zeal for God at 7 p.m. and at 7:30 you've done something to grieve the Holy Ghost, let the world in, quench the Holy Ghost, and all of a sudden you can't hear anymore because of disobedience. But if you reject that temptation, you will grow stronger and stronger and stronger. And you'll get to the point that there's no temptation that will make you stop. Because your heart is fixed on following Jesus. And you say, well, I don't want to do that. It's like, that is the price of being a disciple. That is what you signed up for. Let me tell you, these things that are in the Bible are true. The Word of God is true. There is a place where people right now are in paradise, and there is a place where people are in torment right now, even as we speak, not on this physical earth. And that place, paradise, God said, I want you to be there. And I suffered and died so that you could be there. And how we trade it in for such little things that profit, so we can tell a little lie so that people might think better of us. We can do things that grieve God's spirit with our mouth or our thoughts or our rebellion to His word, so that we can please man who can't do anything for us. And grieve the God who loves us more than any. We just see not understanding that, saints, is saying you're blind. When you trade in the things of this world, pleasing people of this world and denying God, that is blindness. It is deafness. It is not understanding. That's why he says, by their fruit, you'll know them. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 2, I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy.
I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. It is simple. It's just trust and obey. Believe. But the world corrupts that simple truth. He takes it away. He makes it hard. Trust and obey. Believe God. Believe his word. Do what he says. You will be blessed. You will be healed. You will be taken care of no matter the situation. There is no evil that shall ever befall you that God won't be able to take care of you in. But here it says that your mind could be corrupted from that simplicity of the gospel. For he that comes preaches another Jesus. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we've not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. So here he's saying there is another Jesus, another gospel, and that is the most prevalent religion on the face of this earth, is the spirit of hearing and not doing. That's the another Jesus. Going to church, listening, and not doing a thing. Or doing some, but not all. That is another Jesus. That is another spirit. That is another gospel. We can't give in to this other gospel. We can't give in to this other gospel. We have to have ears to hear. Listen to me tonight. I want us to have ears to hear the truth. I want the word of God to penetrate my heart and your heart. Not just sit and go, well, that was entertaining, or that was a good message, or that kind of made me want to do better for a few days. That is not what I want. I want us all to follow the Lord with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our body. If you do that, what is left for you? Zero. All decisions are God's. When you came to Christ, you said that was the deal you signed up for. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. You are a slave to Christ. And if you think that's a bad deal, well, you just wait to see what the world gives you. It will give you trouble, sorrow, difficulty. God gives you a way out. No matter what comes, no matter what comes your way, God says, I will take care of you. There's so many times people would read the Bible and they'll say, well, these are the signs that happen to those that follow him, but they're not happening to me. Well, that's because of what we've been talking about tonight. If you are sold out to Jesus Christ, listening to his voice, not asleep in the light, then I tell you, the word of God is true in your life in every verse. You will become a living Bible to those that are by you. You will love to share the gospel, live the gospel. And that's what we need, saints. That's what I want for us. That's what I want in Jesus' name. And that's going to be our prayer. And that's going to be what we do tonight. We're going to pray that prayer. That's going to be it tonight. I want us to continue reading the word, continue filling your life with the Word of God, because that is how you gain faith. That is how you overcome the world, is through faith. And so just continue, saints, to fill your life with the Word of God. As you're able, memorize, pray. As you're able, fast. We've got six more weeks. May 20th is when this ends. And after that, we'll see what God has for us. I believe it's going to be something different. Who knows? Maybe that we won't do Wednesday night anymore. Maybe it'll be something else. I don't know. I'm just waiting to hear. And then when I hear, that's what I'm going to do. And so let's be diligent unto May 20th. And after that, continue on. It's not like it stops after May 20th. God is teaching us a new plane, a higher plane on which to walk. And it would be his expectation that we continue on with this lifestyle as much as possible. So we're going to pray. We're going to ask for forgiveness. God would change our heart. Repent. And recommit to following the Lord a new way and changing those things in our life that are not pleasing to him, because it is not worth it to give up a heavenly promise for a bowl of soup like Esau did. And whatever it is in this world that's keeping you from Christ, is even a bowl of soup will do you better than what sin will do, because sin is death. So Esau traded in for better than you are. And you know that he was a fool. Lord, save us. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us, oh Lord. Help us to have eyes to see the truth. If we're naked, let us not deny it. Let us see it, Lord. If we are poor and wretched and blind and deaf, oh Lord God, let us see it. Let us have eyes to see whatever state we're in, Lord God. Let us see. Let us hear. Let us have a heart to understand, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive us for our dullness in hearing. Forgive us for our lack of seeing, oh, Heavenly Father. Forgive us, Lord, for being fickle in following you. In the morning, fine, 10 o'clock, not. Oh, Lord God, forgive us. Change our hearts to follow you. Forgive us for being hypocrites. Forgive us, Lord, for being liars and gossipers, complainers, backbiters. Lord God, forgive us for being angry. Forgive us for not being forgiving. Forgive us for holding grudges, for not being faithful to you. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for our iniquity, O Lord God. Cover us in the blood of Jesus. Cover me in the blood of Jesus. Cover my house in the blood of Jesus. My wife and my children in the blood of Jesus. And everyone that's going to listen to this, Lord God, cover them with the blood and forgive them as well in Jesus' name. Let the word of God come to pass in our lives. O Lord, let us love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, O Lord God. Holding nothing back. Holding nothing back, Lord. Being set apart from this world. O Lord God, help us. Help us, Lord. We want to be your people in deed, not in word, not in appearance, but in deed. O Lord Jesus Christ, give us your unmerited favor. Give us a new heart that we might perceive your word, do your truth, love your truth more than anything else in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my house. Have mercy on the saints, O Lord God. Let us have eyes to see, ears to hear, heart to understand, so that we can be healed in Jesus' name. We want to be healed, O Lord. We want to be healed of our spiritual sickness and our physical sickness in Jesus' name, Lord Jesus. O Heavenly Father, mighty Lord Jesus, rain down upon us this unmerited favor. We don't deserve it, but rain it down upon us, Lord. Rain down upon us, Lord Jesus. Rain down, Lord. Rain down in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a man sitting by the pool of Bethesda, waiting for the waters to be stirred, and Jesus came up to him and said, "Do you want to be well?" And he said, "Lord, when the water is stirred, there is no one to put me in. And so here I stay." And Jesus said, "Pick up your mat, rise up, and walk." Jesus' word declared the healing, but it was the man who had to pick himself up in faith to do it. Jesus didn't pick him up. He had to do it. He had to rise up and pick up his mat and walk. That's where God is with us. Do you want to be made well? Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. Don't just let this message pass you by. Don't just go to bed and say, "Well, we'll hear another one later." Good. Let this seep down deep into your ears and to your hearing. And let it burn in your heart forever. Not because they're profound words from me, but they're profound words from the Word of God. And I declare them unto you. May they burn forever in your heart in a massive fire that never is quenched. May the fire of God never be quenched in your life. May the fire of God never be quenched by sin and darkness. May the fire of God consume you so that you pass it on to others in Jesus' name. May you turn away from every wickedness and every sin and prepare the way for God to live and breathe in your heart so that you do what he says, accept what he accepts, rejects what he rejects in Jesus' name. Be your testimony. And the more you live in this, the more you will see that the people around you will either start to love you more or want to be around you less, because the world cannot stand light unless they want to come into it. Saints, let's turn away from every wickedness. It's the thing that is keeping us from more of God, and it is stubbornness on our part. It is stubbornness, it is rebellion, it is witchcraft. Let's turn away from it with all of our heart, mind, soul, and body in Jesus' name. We don't want to be asleep, saints. We want to be hearing what God says and doing what he would do. That's what's on my heart tonight, saints. I pray it's a blessing to you. Continue on walking in the light. Don't turn in and be deceived by foolishness of this world that quenches God's spirit. Don't get into strife and foolishness. Don't give in to lusts of this world. But continue steadfast, doing what God says in His Word and what He says to you just walking down the street. Be sensitive to His Spirit so that you can turn to the left or the right. Be sensitive to His Spirit so you can hear Him say, minister to this, or pray for this person. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will be bold as a lion, and that you will not be afraid to be a witness in this world for Jesus Christ. For it is worth it to give your all for Him. In Jesus' name, I love you all. And by God's grace, we'll meet again next week. And we will continue on in prayer. And we will take it from there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.